Blog Talk Radio.
That I'm doing this show about this afternoon, because I was definitely not feeling well last Sunday, you know, like this bug going around, and it's had me messed up this week. So that's why I've been doing shows sporadically or whatever, just trying to get myself back. I'm feeling good and strong now. But hey, it can happen. But at least I ain't lose nobody. I ain't lose my baby but it happens to some people. So let's talk about it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight. We're back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. And we are talking about my woman left me because I got sick. My woman left me because I got sick. My man left me because I got sick. I wasn't feeling well. Had to go back and forth to the doctors like it was jail. But I was trying to get my health straight, and I saw that my life was going down and it sounds. All right, so let's get into it. Let's get into it, y'all. What y'all know? Stacey White, thank you. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. I do. Oh, no. Appreciate that so much. Firefighter 00 says, a friend who had stage 4 cancer, husband left her. She survived and he had a stroke. Now he's in a nursing home sitting in shit. Good for him. Woo! Slow down. Man, you know how they say two wrongs don't make a right? And what's that other word that they always use to describe things that happen that way? Karma? Yeah, that sounds very karmatic right there. And thanks for that. Thanks for that comment, Firefighter 00. Appreciate it. But yeah, you know what? Honestly, people leaving each other because of health conditions, sicknesses, illnesses, and things like that, it happens a lot more often than a lot of people give it credit for. It does. It happens a lot more often than people give it credit for. And it sounds sad. But we can look at it from a number of perspectives. We can always look at it from just the linear perspective of, yo, you supposed to be in love with somebody. You supposed to be good with somebody. You supposed to be married to somebody. You supposed to be one-on-one with somebody. Why would you leave them out there in their deepest time of need? But we also have to take into consideration that things may not have been all that good with the people that we're talking about in the first place. So if your relationship was already on rocky ground or on life support, and then an illness comes in and actually adds a little bit more negative sauce or negative seasoning to the whole relationship gumbo that y'all had going on, then, you know, you might have to look a little deeper into the whole thing to see what we're talking about and if it's totally unfair for somebody to leave somebody because they got sick. It doesn't sound like a noble thing to do. It sounds like something that's mean-spirited. It sounds like something that's really disloyal. It sounds like something that you wouldn't want anybody to say did that to you or that you did that to somebody else. You definitely wouldn't want that label on you. But when you really take a look at it, you have to ask yourself some questions that kind of answer themselves. And the number one question that I have is, do you have the right to be with somebody for the reasons that you want to be with them? Do you reserve the right to be with whoever you want to be with for the reasons that you want to be with them? Not the reasons that they want you to be with somebody. Not the reasons that your mom wanted you to be with her. Not for the reasons that your dad wanted you to be with him. Not
Let's get into that. All right. So, your call is going. I didn't see it. All right. We have a call on the line. Call on the last number 8658. Welcome to the Urban Therapy Research Show. How are you doing this afternoon? What's good?
I am well. How are you? Can you hear me? You can't hear me? Why you can't hear me? You can't hear me? Hello? Hello?
Translating to the speaker for some reason. But y'all heard the music.